Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us a housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks. Got a lot of scriptures to give you tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's all good. Oh, hallelujah. Take out your ink pen, a good ink pen, a good pencil, a good highlighter. Hallelujah. You may just want to highlight the scriptures and mark them with a pencil or not. Take out that composition notebook and get the paper ready for the list. Hallelujah. Thank you. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going to use for communion elements. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Don't forget, write down those members or people, hallelujah, that you want to stay in proxy for. Hallelujah. You may want to make a list of people's names that you want to pray for. Hallelujah. Someone you may have seen today at the store or at the red light, or someone that came across your mind and you don't know why you even thought about them. But when that happens, always pray for that person. Lift that person in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, even people that you met over the holidays back in December and January. Hallelujah. If you haven't seen them again, you don't know how they're doing, hallelujah, continue to lift them up in prayer. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into a new month. Hallelujah. Get those calendars ready. Hallelujah. Transfer all your dates, times, alarms over to the month of April, and you have a lot going on in April. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And set your alarms 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting in the morning and even in the evenings. Hallelujah. Every morning at 7 a.m. praise and worship. We have a hallelujah good time. Thank you, Lord, every morning. And then Tuesday evening, it's Institute of Biblical Learning. This coming Tuesday will be the last class. And following every Tuesday after that until the next semester starts, we'll be having Bible study. Hallelujah. That's 7 p.m. in the evenings, on Tuesday evening. Then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening is our midweek victory service. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's, hallelujah, the bishop. And then 7:50 until 8:30 is with Pastor Peaches and her guests. Hallelujah. Some guest hosts, hallelujah. We may even be calling on you. Hallelujah. You never know. It will always be scripture-based. Hallelujah. We may not know what the subject will be, but it always will be scripture-based and anointed. Hallelujah. The anointed word will be coming forth. Hallelujah. We've had some fantastic hosts, people hosting with me. Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, to visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision for the church is. And also visit the church's GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Go as often as you want and then donate as much as you want. Hallelujah. If you don't want to donate there, bring the church on Sunday and just put it in your envelope. Hallelujah. Or send it or mail it. Mail it. Send it in the mail. Hallelujah. Address your envelope, the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We thank God for our beautiful building. Hallelujah. Beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices on the inside and our beautiful child care center and the beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. And the child care center having its own private entrance. We thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Knowing the subdivisions of that Old Testament and all the books in it. Hallelujah. First and second Sunday of the month, we have the Pastor's Corner. The second Sunday of the month, the third Sunday of the month, we have the Birthday Corner. That's the third Sunday. The fourth Sunday of the month, we will have our visiting ministry come in. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our young people, youth, our young people, the youth club, hallelujah, and they're being taught the word of God by Elder Kiwi Stevenson and Brother Malachi Remy, hallelujah. And they are so precious when they came before us on Sunday, and they quoted scriptures and sung songs, hallelujah, and gave out gifts. We just thank God for the children being taught the word of God. It is getting down in their heart, y'all. Hallelujah. So if you have young people ages 5 to 17, bring them out so they can be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when you come, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Herlene Russell. Hallelujah. And her missions to Uganda. Keep her covered in prayer. Hallelujah. She and her team travels. Hallelujah. Back and forth to Uganda several times a year. We want to cover her with prayer. Hallelujah. She's doing a mighty work there. So I've covered the first and second Sunday, the pastor's corner, third Sunday, birthday corner, fourth Sunday, our visiting minister coming in. Hallelujah. And the visiting minister for the month of October is...
The month of April
is Prophetess Cynthia, hallelujah, Thompson, hallelujah. So mark your calendars. God has been doing so much. I guess I'm getting excited. I have to concentrate. So much, hallelujah.
Exactly.
And come out on Palm Sunday and receive your palms, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have a lot going on in the month of April. Receive your palms on Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. Receive anointed word of God on Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. We just praise God for all that he's done and is doing. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. And I want to add to that, April has a fifth Saturday. And every month that has a fifth Saturday is known as Super Saturday.
Yes.
And the Good News Youth Club is getting together, and they're going out on an outing, and they're going to be blessing people, and of course, we're going to do some great things, and they're going to be going out in their yellow T-shirts and yellow hats that says the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And if you're interested in getting your young people involved in the Good News Youth Club, I know some people say, well, what's that? That is Children's Church Plus. Hallelujah. You need to call Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At 443-416-1201. And she'll get you in touch with Elder QB Stevenson, who's the director of the Good News Youth Club. So God bless you also. We're just having a wonderful time in the Lord. And we just encourage you, invite you to join us. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the holiday housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Thank you,
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. You're awesome, Jesus. Thank you.
But there's an angle in the chamber in the street.
Some other folk.
Amen.
Because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And some of us was in bad shape. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. Hallelujah. Glory to you. But God, he inhabits the praise of his people. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. Somebody called out my name to the Father God. And God heard that cry. God heard that prayer. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Now it's our turn to pray for others. And we start with our family. And family doesn't require blood. It requires love. Begin to articulate, verbalize, name their names. Place them up in the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. So we praise your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and responsibility. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, already for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come thy kingdom, become thy will, life for me and my family, my wife, Peaches, myself, Nikki,
I pray Daniel,
and Pam, Chris and Keith, Tiny Earl, Taewon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, and Dormy, and Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheen, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Gazelle, Aiden, DJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zay, Joshua, Lloyd, Knowledge, Dorothy, James Jr., Julie, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Talisa, Medina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Pebbles, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bertie, Kirsten, hallelujah, Damon, Precious, Lorena, Princess Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Annette James, Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Bryce, Juliet, Andrea, David and Gina, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Linda, Ginger, Milton, Sergeant, Brenda and family. Bright, Damon, LeBron, D'Artagnan, Tommy Orange and family. Hallelujah. Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby family. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob and family. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Helena, Tiffany, CJ and Amani. Borgie Bird, Denise and family. Paul, Karen and Charlie and family. Kathy Moody and family. James Ward family, Terry Joseph family, Walter Allen and family, Freddie Douglas and family, Benjamin Thomason family. Hallelujah. Phyllis Wester family, Sally Lumbia family, Danny and the family, Jackie and the family. Hallelujah. Deanna Ruin family, Angela Ruin family, Patty Collins and family. Elwood Ernest David Geneva and family, Cousin Thomas Ezra Pumpkin and family. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins, oh God. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will. And like Mother Dolores Harris and Andy and Yvette and Rosalind and Mama Hurst, the entire family, oh God. Elder QB Stevenson and Justin and Dominique and all the grandchildren, oh God. All the evangelists, Julian, Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and hallelujah, glory to God. Malachi and Donovan, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Robin, oh God, all the children, oh God, all, the entire family, oh God, Little Mitchell and Michelle and Bishop Waters, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Victor, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Tina Spencer and Charity and Bonita Church and Aaron and Jay, oh God, the entire family, oh God. Tina Thompson and Tatiana and Journey and Christina and Christopher, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Tiffany and Mayan and hallelujah. Sister Camilla, oh God. And Evangelist Margaret Pearson, oh God. And Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice, Minister Jane, oh God. Hallelujah. Minister Doreen, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Monica, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, oh God. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Suda and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, oh God. Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis and Sister Jonas and Sister Irene and Brother Harold and Brother Jim and hallelujah, and Rennie and Jasmine, all the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, oh God. Brother, hallelujah, Brother Anthony, oh God, and hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, oh God. Sheila Bedford, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lorenzo Bedford, oh God. Brother, hallelujah. Russell Navadon and family, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Kevin and family. Hallelujah. Cameron and family, oh God. Tom and family. Hallelujah. Daryl and family. Sister Dejanay and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr. Leslie Govarb and Don Govarb. Hallelujah. And Val. Montone and Tony Montone, the entire families, oh God, Yadabush, Brad and Isabella, hallelujah, Eric and Keisha, oh God, Sam, Megan and Penny, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and Jason, oh God, Pastor Jason Roseborough and Charlene Roseborough and the entire family, oh God, Pastor Don Street and First Lady, Pastor Tom Swin and First Lady, Pastor Mitchell and First Lady, oh God. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Michael Shelton and family, Deborah Thomas and family, Bishop Larry Somerville and family, oh God, Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, oh God, and family. God, yeah. What are they? Bishop Manuel Saunders, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God, and family. God, okay. Zonere de Boshishi, Cheke, Papara. Pastor Mike and Pastor Peggy and family, oh God. Yeah, Mama Shikiti, man. Yes, and Makote. Archbishop Carrie Robinson, oh God, and family. Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family, oh God. Rishi Bajan Bidiane, Elder Vonola Carr and family. Hallelujah. 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 Elder Rosetta Carey and family. Yes, to Pastor Kenish James and Pastor Olivia Christine James, oh God, and family, oh God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. After this next selection, the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peachesburg with the Children's Corner on tonight, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Are you glad, young people?
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. What day is it, y'all?
It's Wednesday.
What day is it, young people?
It's hump day.
I don't think there was a young person that answered that one. Yes, we are halfway through the week, young people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, God is so good. We're halfway through the week. And God is good. Whatever test you had in school, whatever you have endured in school, you have endured. You made it through. And God is able to take you through the rest of the week. Hallelujah. Keep your hand in God's hand. Hallelujah. Don't forget to honor God before you do your homework. Don't forget to honor God when you get up in the mornings. I shared with you before. Set that alarm 15 minutes prior to the time that you usually get up. Hallelujah. Spend about 15 minutes with the Lord in the morning. Hallelujah. He will bless your whole day. Hallelujah. It is amazing what God or how he can bless you when you bless him. When you honor God, God will honor you. You'll be so surprised. Hallelujah. and you'll see such a difference. You won't want to forget to do it every morning. You'll say, oh, no, I got to spend some time with the Lord when I get up. Yes, yes, yes. And tonight, I just want to go over the first pillar of wisdom. Hallelujah. There are 7 pillars of wisdom that the pastor has shared with us. Hallelujah. That the pastor has shared with us in service, and the young people are learning, and they're posted here and there, and there are some things that we can use throughout our life. And some of the things we have touched on before, but you know what? Sometimes you need to hear some things again. Sometimes when you hear something one time, you may not be able to absorb it all. And then sometimes you need to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we forget. We do. Sometimes a person that's been baking a certain recipe, if they haven't baked it in a while, they say, I need to review those. I need to review go over that recipe so I can make sure I have all the ingredients. So let me see. Do I have all the ingredients? Let me look in the cabinet. Oh, no, I'm missing such and such. I forgot I need that. And you know what? And sometimes it's good to hear stuff again. It's good to go over things again. Hallelujah. Especially when they're really good. Okay? The first pillar of wisdom is have a coachable, teachable spirit. Having a coachable, teachable spirit. And I know in the past, though, he says, don't be a know-it-all. But let's go, let's say Proverbs 9:9, and that says that, let me see, give instructions to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone is sharing something with you, and you may say, I don't want to hear nothing he got to say. No, if it's something good, perk your ears up. Get rid of whatever bad attitude you may have, because the instructions that they're going to give you, if it's going to help you on your way, then you listen. Hallelujah. If you have somebody with you, you run into somebody in your crowd that's kind of or sassy or bossy or whatever, oh, you ain't got to listen to them. Remember 1 Corinthians 15:33. Bad company corrupts good manners. Sometimes your mom or your dad or some adult, not just your mom, not just your parents, may say, you know that friend that you're running with? I think you need to drop him. Ephesians 6:1, obey your parents in the Lord. Your parents in the Lord may not just be your biological parents. Someone that's looking after your soul, that's giving you good wisdom for life, listen to them. They may be, you can call them a parent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody that's giving you instructions for life. Somebody that's telling you some good stuff, biblical stuff. Listen to them. Hallelujah. And you know what? And you will come out on the good side. You having a coachable, teachable spirit. And it's in a coachable, teachable spirit is a lifelong learner. Somebody's going to listen. You have a coachable, teachable spirit. That means no matter what age a person is trying to share something with you, you're going to listen because you want to know, oh, that's something good. Oh, I need to listen to that. What'd you say? And you know, sometimes we can be old or at a certain age, and we think that somebody younger cannot tell us something. But you know, don't you know, God can give a young person can have the gift of wisdom and try and share something with you. You may share a little nugget. And you may turn your head like, excuse me, what did you just say? And it can be something that hits your heart, and you say, oh, wow, that was deep. Hey, you've learned from that person. when I was working with young people, I used to share with them, y'all can learn from me, and I can learn from you. I never put myself on such a pedestal around children that you just listen to what I say and do as I say. No, God can bless a child to say something to you, too, that can help you out, something that will bless you, and something that you may not need right then, but it's going to be so deep when you hear, you say, wow, I need to remember that. And it's something that's going to help you, maybe something that's going to help you later on. But don't be so that someone that's that a person maybe someone that's not in your age bracket can't tell you something. Oh, they can't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear nothing they got to say. No. Never be like that. Young people, since there are people in your life that's lived a few days longer than you, like your parents, like your teachers, like your gym instructor, like the police officer, like the crossing guard, like the fireman, like the nurse in the help suite. Since all these people have lived a few days longer than you, they have words of wisdom that they can share with you. Don't close your ears to them. Because you may just the one you don't want to hear, you want to listen to, you may have to go right back to that person again and say, excuse me, can you help me with this, please? And you may be just going right back to them by something that they already instructed you. But if you listen to them the first time, you wouldn't have to go back to them the second time. So listen, don't always shoot off at the mouth. Sometimes keep your mouth closed. Okay? You got two ears. You only got one mouth. It's a reason for that. Okay? So listen twice the amount of time that you will be shooting off your mouth. And you know what? And the Word of God even says, a man that's quick to hear, be quick to hear and slow to speak. Okay? So when someone is sharing some words of wisdom to you, listen to those words of wisdom. Even if it's something you don't agree with at the moment, you don't have to say anything. Be respectful. Listen to the words that someone is saying. Okay? Because when you open up your mouth, you let everybody know where you are. Okay, and let everybody know, what come out of your mouth may not be so wise, may not, well, my goodness, I thought it was smarter than that. Keep your mouth closed. You really appear to be wise when you listen and you aren't always shooting off at your mouth. So therefore, listen. The Word of God speaks about that too. So therefore, young people, hallelujah, listen to the people that's around you giving you instructions. God will bless you. When you're respectful to that person that's sharing some wisdom with you, God can allow those words of wisdom to come back to your remembrance right when you needed them most because you listened. And those things went into your spirit. You were respectful. And when you're respectful and you have a coachable, teachable spirit, which will bless the Lord, God will always have your back, and he'll let those words of wisdom come back to your remembrance right when you need it. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Hallelujah. And see you in the morning at 7. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. The Children's Corner. And Pastor Peaches, you know, that reminds me of a story. A man, a bitter man was walking down the street, and this little child started calling him, said, sir, sir, sir. And the gentleman turned around and said, get, don't bother me. Leave me alone. But just leave me alone. Shut up and leave me alone. He turned and continued to walk where he was walking, and he fell into a big hole. He didn't listen. The child was trying to warn him that there was a hole in the ground, a sinkhole.
Mm.
He would not listen to you. Better listen to the children, especially if they come to you with respect.
Amen.
You know, they got something to say.
Right.
Take the time to listen. It may save your life. Right. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner.
Thank you.
On this evening.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Everything they ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, we examine ourselves in the light of your word, O God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5b. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. Father God, we understand, we comprehend, we are fully aware what your body and blood has done for us. Now in the text of the day, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, O God, and it's your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
We take this cup and remember your glory.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already, O God. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the cerebral system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside of it. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Glory to God. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we are justified. We are made worthy by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Your body
broken. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We boldly now say what you said, Lord. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers' mistakes, our deaths. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah, the Tish Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every felony, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers
everything, nailing.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything like this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, sir.
I need to ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Oh, praise God. I think you're a poet and didn't know it.
Hallelujah, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. God.
Yes.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save you with the Holy Spirit of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohorts. We curse you all from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. We bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, I think it might be beneficial if you would give us the housekeeping, the hallelujah thing.
The long list.
The addresses, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited about the word. I'm getting ahead of myself or behind myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give us the addresses on today.
Hallelujah. First Chronicles 12:32. Ephesians 5:15-17, Deuteronomy 11:4, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, 2 Timothy 3:1, Romans 8:5-7. Galatians 5:16, 1 Peter 5:7, and 2 Timothy 3:5.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is a message that I shared maybe a month or two ago. But as Pastor Peaches so rightfully said in the children's corner, that often we must need repeat some things so it can really saturate our soulable realm and then just go down to our hearts and be a part of who we are. I shared on that occasion a while ago, each of us lives in three zones simultaneously. Each of us live in three zones simultaneously. The first zone is a time zone, and there are 24 time zones globally. You live in one of them. Hallelujah. Time zones were necessary because of the advancement in travels, so that when one person got from one place to another, according to the time they got there before they left, the first place they left. So time zones had to be established so they could coordinate trains, planes, and other vehicles that traveled and transported people. So there are 24 of them in the entire world. Some countries have more than others due to their size. Hallelujah. Then you have postal zone. Everyone lives in a postal zone in this world. I know somebody says, no, I live in a zip code. Zip means Zone Improvement Program. And the postal zone was established in the 1940s to speed written communications to get from one place to another. It helped it along. In the 1960s, they said we had to do something else because there's still a whole lot more people around and they're sending more letters and packages. We got to just nail this down a little bit better. So they went to the zip code, which indicated the city in which the zone was identified. Because prior to that time, you have to read what somebody wrote as to the city. What's that city? Oh, I can't understand that writing. So they said, well, we're going to do the zone improvement program, improve the zone with the city in which that zone is located. Because you might have a 14 zone in every city in the country.
Oh.
So and you had to rely on being able to read the name of that city. So they gave, like Baltimore City, the zone improvement for that was the 212. That says Baltimore City. Well, in 1983, they said, still, we need to get the stuff to people faster. So they did the zip code plus 4. So you may have seen that in some of your packages that are letters that have been sent to you. Mm-hmm. The zip code plus dash and then 4 other numbers. Those 4 numbers was instituted in 1983. That was to identify the block in which, or the apartment building in which you live in. I know you didn't know that. So you got the zip code telling you the city and then the geographical area in the city, and zone 14 we live in, that's a big zone. So they had to come up with to nail it really down quicker. Because it had some machines that will read the numbers and will automatically shift the letter or the package where it should go. So they added 4 numbers that determined the block in which that package or letter needed to go. Hallelujah. Those are 2 zones, the time zone and the postal zone. You live in, there are thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of postal zones in the entire world, y'all. Hallelujah. That's why you can send a letter to your cousin who lives in Upper Mongolia somewhere, and they'll get the letter because they got a time zone. The last zone I want to talk to you about that we live in simultaneously is called the life zone. Now, the life zone, as long as you are on this side of the dirt, you live in a life zone. As long as you are on this side of the dirt, you're in a life zone. Now, there are 4 of them. There's the twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, and the God zone. The twilight zone is the zone that some people live in. I'll give you an example. Some people build imaginary castles in the sand. There are other people who live in that imaginary castle. That's the twilight zone. They are neurotic and psychotic. That's where they live.
Mm-mm-mm.
No touch in reality at all. Then you got the dead zone. What is the dead zone? Oh, you know what the dead zone is. You got a cell phone. You get no reception whatsoever. And you can't make a call, and nobody can call you. It's dead. Your receptor is dead. You have gotten into a place where Nobody, nothing can get through to you. You're in a dead zone. Then you got a comfort zone, and I got to explain this a little bit better. This comfort zone is rooted in your flesh, carnal comfort zone. There are some Christians that are carnal Christians. They're in their carnal comfort zone, CC, not the Christ comfort zone, their carnal comfort zone. That if it's comfortable to their flesh, that's where they're going to stay. Faith, they can't even spell the word faith. If they spell it, they want to live on faith, but they want to live on your faith. They're in a comfort zone. They don't press toward the mark. They don't even know what you're talking about when you say the mark. They don't know what you mean when you say press, because they're in a comfort zone. They don't want to press. They don't want to stress. They don't want to put faith into action. The Bible says faith without works is what?
It did.
But they stay in, you know these folks, they may be Christians, but their faith is dead. Because every time there's a spiritual situation, they try to answer it with a carnal answer. Why? Because they ain't got no faith that's working. Their faith died. I don't know if they had a funeral or they put something in the newspaper. My faith passed away.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Then you have the God zone. The God zone can also be called the faith zone, the love zone, the Christ zone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 1:17b says, the just shall live by
faith.
No faith? You're not living. Glory to God. You're not living the God life. You're a carnal Christian. No faith? You're a carnal Christian. You're a babe in Christ. People can call you baby. Because they got to change your diapers because you're always complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Always got an alibi for why you can't do what Christ said do. But God zone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the zone that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's the zone that says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. That's the song that says, I owe no man but to love them, and that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hopefully I kind of broke that down to you. Can you give us the first scripture?
Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment.
People who know the time, we're close to the end. You can't be dilly-dallying, and we're close to Christ coming back.
Amen.
You can't be dealing with your Christianity and flesh and carnality, and Christ is soon to crack the sky. You got to know the time, baby. Baby, you got to know the time. The sons of Issachar were wise. Hey, hallelujah. They knew the time zone which they really lived in. It's the God zone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I forgot to tell you the subject of this. Hallelujah. What zone are you living in? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I know you may say you changed that. Yes, I did. What zone are you living in? I could have said what zone are you living or dying in? Back to glory to God. Knowing the times, hallelujah. You know these are the last days. And I know that some skeptics would say, they've been saying that for thousands of years. Well, guess what? It's your last days.
Amen.
I just don't want to ask you a question. This is the first day of the rest of your life. What you going to do with the life you got left? It's your last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get the next scripture because I might have to do another part of this. Go ahead.
Ephesians 5, 15 to 17.
Read.
And see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
I'm going to tell you something. Those in your comfort zone are foolish. You're supposed to live by faith, but you're not talking faith. You're talking foolishness. Out of your mouth comes patheticness. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it up if it's not. We're supposed to be prophetic and not pathetic. Don't keep trying to tell folks, I can't do what God said to do because this, that, and the other. And the other day, I saw a man that had no arms and no legs get out on a stage and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you kind of tell me you can't do something. I know you're saying right now, well, shut my mouth. Yes, shut it. You want a comfort zone, you got to have Christ's comfort zone. That's the one where you rested on his word, not your feelings and your emotions. Not your gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Gimme, 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 my name is Kimmy. I'm waiting for God to do something. God waiting for you. See, we've been talking about waiting on God's time. God's time, he is outside of time, y'all. He waiting us up. We the ones got Cronus time. He waiting on us. I'm waiting for God, his timing. His timing, he knows the ending from the beginning. He waiting for us to get in line with his word. Don't you ever come out, I'm waiting for God's time. God said, now is the time. He said, now faith. He didn't say, tomorrow's faith. If there's a scripture, give me that scripture that says, tomorrow's faith. Faith. You see that in the Bible?
No. Now faith. Nope.
What y'all waiting on? You waiting on something where it feels comfortable, where your flesh feels comfortable, and you don't feel a little tinge of stress because I've got to step out. I don't see no floor, but I got to step out anyway. You're scared. You want it all. You want everything in place before you step out. Guess what? That ain't faith.
Amen.
You want to say, God, give me a Cadillac. You got a Cadillac sitting in front of your door. And you say, yeah, just gave me a Cadillac. Did you pray for one? Did you step out in faith? Did you go looking at the Cadillac dealer? Well, I'll just take anything. You take anything? And then in front of your door is a sled with 12 reindeers? You said you take anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Or you take a sleigh and you live in Florida and there's a snow sleigh in front of your door. You better be specific. Stop playing games with words.
Amen.
Try to make you feel like I'm being holy. Anything, Lord. I can say anything. Anything's all right with me. No, it isn't.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to stand on God. You got a great big God. I just want a little thing. No, I want a big thing. I want a big church. I want a big house. I want a big bank account. I want a big health thing. God. We will go. That's why you hear me in the mornings when I tell folks, don't describe what the devil is doing. You describe what God has done, is doing, or going to do. because people will spend 15 minutes telling you what the devil's doing and 1 minute tell you what the, but I have faith in God. It don't sound like it. See, a lot of folks want to be the news reporter, and they want to tell what happened in the news. So you can look at stuff, the glass is either half empty or half full. Now, describing what God is doing and has done or going to do, the glass is half full. Some folks, and we pray for the families of the children, the six children. But listen to this. God saved the lives of 194 of the children. I thank God for saving the lives of 194 children. I don't know how many other teachers were there. But somebody could have walked in with a bomb and blew everybody up. But God, my God, had mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
No. I've got some preachers and some teachers and some doctors and some lawyers in this school. I've ordained them to be apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors. And God stepped in and said, no. No more. No more. Right, it stops right here. And he sent two brave policemen to risk their lives to save 194 of the children and the rest of the teachers. That's how you talk about a situation. Not that it's half empty. Oh, Lord. You know, it's bad. I'm not saying it's not bad. I'm not saying it's terrible. I know I pray for the families of those children that were slain needlessly. We pray for everybody. God, for sparing the lives of 194 other children and the other teachers and the block which the school is in. And we thank God for covering those folks. You say, why did God cover the other folks? God did not shoot those children. God did not shoot the teachers. The devil got in somebody. They were being used of the enemy. If you turn yourself over to God gives you free will. That's why you hear the word choice so much. God says to choose. He gives you choice. He is not a bully, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not going to make you do right because he could have made robots then. But he gave you choice. And some people choose to do good. Others choose to do bad. What zone are you living in? Are you going to choose to do good? Are you going to pray? Are you thank God for saving 194 children and the other teachers? Or are you just going to pray for the family? We do pray for all of them, but you might just want to pray for the family of the ones that were slain. I pray for every last one of them because they all need the grace and mercy of God over their lives now. Because even though other children were not slain, trauma is real.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Post-traumatic syndrome,
yes,
is a real,
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
We pray for the family.
In the name of Jesus.
Wish I got it out.
In the name of
Jesus. Know the time, y'all. Don't be troubled. You know, I know there's a little, anxiousness we have of sending our children to school, but send them.
Pray over.
Just send them,
mm-hmm,
in prayer.
Yeah.
covered with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Y'all got to understand that. Oh, let me go ahead. Because, see, y'all got to understand the time. See, once you understand the time, you're not being satisfied with what's happening, but you understand what's happening. Jesus is soon to come. Give me another scripture.
Deuteronomy 11:24. Every place wherein the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river of Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea, shall your coast be.
They're folks looking for new homes. They're looking for a new place to lay their heads. Have you gone out looking? Have you found something that gave you peace in your heart? And have you walked around the building?
Amen.
Before we got this house that we live in, we walked around the building. The word of the Lord says, read that first part about feet.
Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours.
Guess what? We did this 4 months after we got married. And we've been living in this house going on 28 years. Claim. It may not look possible, but we're not talking about whether it looks possible or not. You got a big God. Step out in faith, y'all. Time is short. Don't play games with faith. Go ahead. Step out in it. Give me another scripture, y'all.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
What zone are you living in?
Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Mm.
Old things are passed away.
Stop right there, please. The way you handled crises and situations in your past, the way you gave alibis why you couldn't do something, you have become a new creature. You're a new creation. You're not walking alone. You're not standing alone. Ephesians 4:4. You don't have to go there. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says we one body. We one spirit. The word of the Lord says that we are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. God is in us. You're not alone. You're a new creation. Romans 1:17b. Galatians 3:11b. That the just shall live by
faith.
The just shall live by
faith.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture here. We need to go here.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
New.
And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
We're supposed to be ministers of reconciliation, getting people back to God. And so you want to get people back to God doing what God said do. How can you do that if you don't do what God said do? You need to shut your mouth up. If you don't do what God said do, you need to keep your mouth quiet. Because, see, what God wants us to do is to be a living epistle read out by men. So they can say, I want to follow you because you look like you're following Christ. But if you don't do what Christ said do, you're going to fall into a ditch, and people following you are going to fall into a ditch. The Bible says what? The blind leading the blind?
Yeah.
And if you don't see the need to do what God said do, all of his word, not part of it, you're blind. And the real truth is not in you. I don't care how many times you hucked a Messiah. I don't care how many times you shot across the pews and swing from the chandeliers. If you don't do what God said do, and you try to get folks to follow you, the hole you fall in, they're going to fall right on top of you. You don't have no faith, they ain't going to have no faith. You don't go to church, they ain't going to go to church. You're supposed to be a minister of reconciliation. You're supposed to be the one sending the lifeline, a life extender, a life buoy. But are you drowning out there in yourself and in your carnality? You throw them a line, guess what? They're going to drown right with you. And then you're going to think, I am holy because I speak in tongues. I am holy because I sing songs. I listen to the radio. I watch TV. And God gives you the strength to go any place. One of the first places you want to go to is his house. No, but I got to do other things other than to go to the... Well, where's the priority in your life? I got to go and go grocery shopping. I've got to go to the family reunion. Wait a minute, huh? What about getting your anointed self into the house of the Lord? Getting your anointed self into the house of the Lord. So your anointing will hook up with somebody else's anointing. So somebody else, a third person, can be healed and delivered.
Amen.
We need you. We need you.
Hallelujah.
You've got to understand that. It's not all about you, you yourself, your four and no more. It's about us. You need your toes to walk right. You need your knees to walk right. You need, I can't get it out of my head. The picture of this man preaching the word of God on a stage to thousands of people, born without arms and legs. And he got up there on the stage. He was somehow moving around on stage by himself. Nobody was carrying him. I can't give an alibi. No longer. What I can't do for the Lord, this man does. Can you imagine what he went through in his life? And I think my wife told me that he's married. He got four children.
Amen. Yes. Yes, he is.
Can you? Anything you tell me. Okay, shotgun. I'm going to have to finish this on Sunday. But y'all got to stop the soul crusher. Can I get real, Pastor Peaches? I feel it coming. You stop giving God crap. You want the best from God, and you give him crap. And then you disrespect the man of God. You disrespect the woman of God. You disrespect the house of God. Because you don't want to bring yourself into his house. And you can do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm talking to somebody today. I know I'm talking to somebody.
What's your name, Jesus?
What zone are you living in? Your comfort zone, which is based in the carnality and flesh. The flesh is enmity against God and the spirit. They don't mix.
Hallelujah.
And when you try to mix your flesh with the spirit, it's going to get messed up. Father God, I thank you for the word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that it touched somebody's heart. It may have pricked somebody. It may have made somebody mad, Lord. But, Lord, I want them to meditate on your word. Because I stand on the word of God. And having done all, I stand on the word of God. And if anybody wants to get angry at me, I didn't write it. Lord, you let them know that I came too late to change it. They're going to have to come to you, Lord, and ask for an understanding. We love everybody. We love you all. God loves you all. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if you go to hell, that's not his best for you.
Hallelujah.
He came that all men be saved. And if you reject God's word, you reject the Christ. Because Revelation says Christ is the word of God. You don't want to reject Christ. Because that's how people get to go to hell. It's not for sinning, it's for rejecting Christ. Don't reject Christ. Don't reject his word. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following as the word of the Lord has been spoken, as the word of the Lord has been read and quoted in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Midweek Victory Service. And we would love for you to join us in the morning for praise and worship. And that number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545-pound. Again, that number is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. If there's anyone that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, hallelujah, that you are the Son of God. Hallelujah. Lord God, now make you my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Saints of God, thank you for joining us, and see you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.